Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us after some little bit of time off is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. I hope you are rested. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's wonderful to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. And there's yet another story about fighting the issue of blight in the paper today. Explain.
Sure. Four local cities have received state grants to develop pilot programs to combat urban blight, and this is through a partnership with the University at Albany. The cities are Amsterdam, Gloversville, Schenectady, and Troy, and they're going to receive about $500,000 from the State Department of State to enable them to share code enforcement data. By working with UAlbany to collect and share data among the four cities, Amsterdam Economic Development Director Bob Van Haslin told us that slumlords would be identified early and unable to purchase more buildings. That will allow the cities to be able to study trends and really attack the problem, he said. In Amsterdam, for example, more than 100 buildings have been demolished in the past 5 years, but there's still more blight that needs to be addressed. The other thing the communities want to do is stop the buildings from deteriorating in the first place. Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy said blight has been a serious issue across the state, but cities have always address this problem on their own on a jurisdiction by jurisdiction basis. So this grant will start the communication among the cities and maybe give them another tool to address blight.
Well, from a rather positive story to address blight to a rather disturbing story about a 94-year-old Gloversville woman. Explain this one.
Yeah, police are treating the death of this woman as in Gloversville as suspicious. Hope Ruler was 94, and she could have been deceased in her James Street apartment for up to 14 months before being discovered, police told us yesterday. She was found on December 29th after police received a request from a family member to check on her welfare. Gloversville Police Chief Don Van Dusen said the death is being treated as suspicious despite the coroner and pathologist finding no evidence of violence. Cause of death couldn't be determined because the body had been severely decomposed. Ruler lived in a ground floor apartment. Her daughter, Mary Kirstein, lived in the apartment above her, according to the police chief and the DA in Fulton County, Luis Sierra. So this case is something we'll be watching in the next couple of days.
I'm talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, back with us. You can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, glad to have you back.